Korea.
If this continues in North Korea, eventually other countries become nuclear powers. Obviously, we already have some out there.
Kelly also said that it's not his job to control President Trump. He says it's his job to make sure the president has all pertinent information and give him the best advice before Trump makes his decisions. He described Trump as thoughtful and decisive. Kelly also rejected speculation he's unhappy and he's looking to exit the White House. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Southwest Airlines wanting to carry people even further southwest.
The Dallas-based air carrier says it plans to start selling tickets to Hawaii next year, with service hopefully beginning in 2018. The Federal Aviation Administration still needs to approve the plan. Hawaii's governor quickly praised the expansion, saying Southwest will help boost Hawaii's tourism numbers by bringing new customers to the islands. CNBC says the airline likely will be using new Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes, which are more fuel efficient and can fly longer distances.
An American woman, her Canadian husband, and her three children have been rescued by U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the details.
The couple and their children rescued from the hands of a group connected with the Taliban in the Pakistan-Afghan border region. In a statement, the president says they were rescued in a joint U.S.-Pakistan operation that he calls a positive moment in U.S.-Pakistani relations. Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and one child were kidnapped in 2012. While they were backpacking through Afghanistan, the couple had two more children while they were in the custody of that group. I'm Chris Barnes.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has told players he issued his stand for the national anthem or don't play order to take the pressure off them. ESPN reports Jones met with his players and told them he wanted to play the bad guy to deflect attention away from them. Most of the players didn't talk to reporters after meeting, but starting quarterback Dak Prescott said the meeting went well. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Once again, it's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. What a world we are living in.
I'm telling you, it can be a little bit overwhelming. Let me start the show off. Well, first let me introduce Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Was it Lud von Stupenberger?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
And Miles Bauer, my co-hosts all. Folks, bear with me for just one flash of a second. I got to read a quote. It's a short one. We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his actions. That's Ronald Reagan. And I say that because we watched the news, the endless news now over the horrific actions out in Vegas. First, my heart goes out. A solemn, genuine prayer for the families. The pain, the anguish. I've got family out there, by the way. Two of my immediate family members work on the Strip. So when we saw the news broke up, for me it was very, very early in the morning. I was immediately on the phone searching Facebook to see if there was any posts from my family members that had not yet responded. Keeping in mind, folks, I own Renegade River, which is a gun shop. I look at this probably from a different vantage point than maybe some other folks. A, that I'm a gun shop dealer, a federally licensed gun shop owner, and then also that I've got immediate my sister, my brother-in-law, niece, nephew, my mother, stepfather that live right there with two of them working on the Strip. It was a different, probably a different vantage. I got to tell you, though, let's just dive into the facts for a minute. Tell me something. Miles, you've been watching the news, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Is the girlfriend a culprit, or is she an innocent person caught up in a mousetrap?
That's going to be an interesting question.
For me, you know, I don't want to paint guilt, but for me, I think that we're only at the tip of the iceberg in understanding the story. When I look at the guy's past, the first go-through for the first couple days by mainstream media was this guy was squeaky clean and it's all about the guns. Folks, we'll be talking about the guns in a minute. But the guy's not squeaky clean. He's got sisters that won't speak to him. This guy was a different kind of person. And to think that he did not have a known mental illness is think it's a stretch. Now, whether he was connected with ISIS, recently radicalized, I don't know all of those things. But we certainly know that there are Islamic extremists working within the Philippine religious sect trying to activate people, for lack of a better word.
That's where she was at. She just arrived from the Philippines.
That's where she went. And who beat her there was $100,000. Folks, I got to tell you, I don't know any more than anybody else does, but when I look at this on the surface, if I just write down the facts that we know, there's more to the story. It can't be any more obvious than there's more to the story. Some of the little things along the path, I've been to Vegas a number of times. I've been in that hotel several times. But when I look at the face of it, just from the pictures they're promoting on, I hate to use that word promoting, but when they show it over and over and over again, I can't find another way of saying it. When they keep doing the imagery of the face of the broken glass with the two corners of that room, those were huge glass panels. And listen, I have to tell you about Renegade River. If you break my front window at 12 in the afternoon, the alarm is going to go off. I'm just telling you, don't break the window. The alarm will go off. Not at midnight. Yeah, it'll go off then, too. You'll be real surprised then. But at midnight, and during the day, during business hours, if you break the window, the alarm's going off. So when I look at these big hundreds and hundreds of million-dollar hotels, I'm shocked that two big, gigantic panes of glass that large fell off the face of the building, busted out however they came out, and nobody noticed. And I'm not blaming anybody. I get that there was a concert going on with a lot of music and a lot of people. I get that, but I just, it's perplexing to me that nobody noticed those size of, it's not like it was a little window pane down at the corner of an old building. These are huge chunks, big enough to a person could have walked through either one of them. Ludwig, what did you see? What do you think?
I think that obviously this was not a guy who just lost money on the floor and went up and broke his mental state. This was planned, stage. There's a reason the girlfriend was in the Philippines or wherever she was, because we heard multiple reports she was in Vegas, then she was in Tokyo. And then,
I heard Dubai, Japan, all over the place. And you don't, and maybe I'm wrong, you guys are the big travelers in the family here, but I don't think you can just get on the phone and say, I want to go to the Philippines and get on a plane and go. I think you need a reservation, you wait, and you... I'm saying that I believe it was very orchestrated.
Yeah.
Including carrying that amount of machine ammunition and firearms up to the hotel room.
Well, he checked in on the 28th.
Yeah.
So he obviously got there days ahead to plan this.
So every time he went down, he could bring another suitcase up, etc.
Yeah.
And they said that the housekeeping staff had come and gone from the room numerous times during that window of and never saw anything.
Which, if they're in the bag, you wouldn't see
them. You wouldn't have seen them, no.
And you wouldn't question that there's maybe five or six suitcases.
Right.
Why would they think that's abnormal?
Could have been in golf clubs. We'll just never know that part of it. Yeah. But my point in bringing it up that way is to say the guy, and it goes to your point, the guy didn't flip his wig and go wild. He had this really, really thought out.
Oh, this was absolutely planned. This was not a spur-of-the-moment thing. I mean, to be at the vantage point he was with the weaponry he had and having bought these guns in multiple states.
Over what period of time, though?
I'm not sure, but maybe that's because they're trying to make it sound bad for guns.
Listen, that's an important factor. They said that in the three locations, he had a total of 48 firearms.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad passed away, he had 53.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
the number of guns isn't what I'm thinking.
No, but that's what they're thinking.
Yeah, that's not
what
they
want. He had heavy arsenal. No, he didn't. Just by definition, he didn't. But what was your question about different states?
If you bought one in Utah,
long guns are different than handguns.
You can buy a long gun out of state.
Right.
Okay.
So in most states, by the way, not all, but most states, the federal law allows that you could go to Florida and buy a long gun, a shotgun, or a rifle, or whatever.
Okay.
But you could not buy a pistol because in most states those are registrable, and the dealer in Florida or Ohio, couldn't perform the registration process in Michigan.
Yeah, they'd have to mail it to your FFL.
It has to, right. And it's the same with internet sales. We hear a lot about internet sales this week. So RenegadeRiver.com, there's a lot of stuff on there. But some of it, yes, is firearms. And so say you're listening from Texas. A person just recently purchased a hunting rifle, a lever action from Texas. And when I shipped it, I haven't shipped it yet. When I ship it, it has to, by federal law, go to a federal licensed store. And then it was what's called a federal transfer takes place. That person, that dealer, that FFL performs the background check, does the forms that are necessary and whatever the Texas law requires beyond the federal law. So in each of the instances that I've heard, he legally purchased all of the firearms.
Yeah, they have not said anything about any illegal firearm being present.
Right. Have you heard anything different, Miles?
No. Although I've been kind of amused at some of the laws people are proposing because they would have, in effect, had no effect on this entire situation.
My interpretation of that is the old saying, was it Alinsky that said, no, that was Rahm Emanuel, your mayor. What was that about never let a crisis go to waste?
Yep.
I'm kind of paraphrasing, but I think that was the moral of it, and that's what I see with this. They immediately went after the bill that's floating through by the Hearing Protection Act and another bill that mirrors that, and we'll talk about in the next segment. But, when I sit and look at the drama that the mainstream media, and we're going to get to Hillary, by the way, after the next break, because she's fanned this fire along with a couple other specific people, and I maintain that that type of politics hurts people. It didn't help the people that were injured or killed. It doesn't do anything but hurt people, and that's how I'm seeing that. I say shame on her. I think I snapshotted her
first go away. Just go retire. Enjoy your millions.
Listen, I don't wish her ill will, but when you immediately say, I don't want to talk about politics, and then, not in the next sentence, but in that sentence, start politics. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
from Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray, rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Here we go. Listen, folks, we've got Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Guys, help me figure something out. Here's my belief, and you can tell me if I'm all wet here. I think Hillary Clinton doesn't care about guns or gun laws, pro or con one way or another. She may have a personal opinion, but I think everything that we've seen this week from Hillary Clinton is her attempt at making herself relevant, and nothing more and nothing less. I think she saw this tragedy as something to glom onto and get herself back in the spotlight again. Miles, what say you? Am I all wet here?
Yeah, no, I think you're correct.
And from my vantage, I think that's dangerous. I think she flames. First off, I think she moves the dialogue off the real problem, which is what the Enigma report is going to be focused on today, folks. And that's my, I guess, my gut on this. When I say I think that's harmful for her to take that, I think the entire debate this week has moved from the real problem, what we should be talking about, to what I consider to be the same old, and I think that when you start losing 60 lives, it's more than the same old. We need to have a long look in the mirror. I believe that, and we're going to talk about it in the Enigma. But when I look at her, I think, and I hate to use the word evil because I don't want to flop it around like it has no meaning. I mean it just as the word means. I see her as being an evil person when she is willing to dismiss the topic that she knows in her heart ought to be talked about to make herself relevant. I think that's evil.
Well, my problem with it is a lot of people look at her as a leader. So the moment she spoke out, it opened the doors to everybody else to say, okay, well, she did, now I can.
At 10:04.
Yeah.
There were still people out trying to be rescued.
Yeah.
At 10:04 Eastern time, there were still people laying on the ground, and she's attacking the NRA. Now, folks, I don't care if you like the NRA or not.
And just its members.
What was that one nut's name that got fired from CBS? And by the way, good job, CBS.
I'm not sure of her name because I didn't really care what it was. All I was glad to see was she was fired. She was a lawyer, a high-ranking attorney for them.
Yeah. What was, Miles, you don't...
She wished it was all Trump supporters that had been shot.
She didn't feel any kind of...
Any remorse for them that they deserved it.
Because they're gun-toting conservatives, because most people that listen to country are.
Yep.
And you listen to that kind of thought. I don't think, by the way, folks, I don't want to project that into Hillary's thinking, because I don't think it was Hillary. I think Hillary's self-serving and using this topic to her point. This other lady, though, wowsies, that's some really bad thinking. I'm obviously not a big CBS fan, but kudos to them.
That's evil to me.
Yeah, I guess that's maybe the same shade of evil, picking a different leaf on the same tree.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that's that.
To wish harm against any American is wrong. I don't care if they're a different color, different gender, different sexuality. It doesn't matter.
Listen, any human anywhere in the world, yeah. I don't want anybody to die.
No,
I'm. By the way, folks, I love firearms, but I really guard my firearms, really guard them. I don't want them being misused, which is the word misused. And so, for her to make that kind of comment about guns and about the narrative that people should be similarly killed because she doesn't agree with them, that is Stalinist. We always hear the word Hitler flown around. That's Stalinist in her thinking is what that is. By definition, it's Stalinism.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why those folks are not very moved about the 17,250 people that were murdered last year in the United States of America. We talked about that briefly last week, which was more than the year before, and more than the year before that, and the year before that. Every year during Obama's administration, it went up. I'm not pointing at Obama, by the way, folks. I'm saying we've got a problem, and it's not firearms, it's us. And so she should know that, but the media in general, including them, rarely, rarely talk about all the folks that died in 700 and some of them, died in Chicago last year, one city, 17,250, was at 2.5 times the total U.S. casualties in the entire global war on terrorism. 2.5 times more than that were murdered last year in the United States. And that included vans and knives and fire and explosives and guns and hands, by the way, and baseball bats. But they're always focused on only one topic. If it's a mainstream media sensation, they get on that bus and ride towards disarmament.
That's proof in just this story alone.
Absolutely.
How many people knew that he had everything but the accelerant for a bomb in his vehicle?
Right.
They barely mentioned it.
Right.
Because that doesn't go to the narrative.
Okay, but here's the problem, and I don't want to take anything away from any of the folks with all the pain that's being felt in Las Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a lot of those folks were from everywhere else. This pain fingers out across the United States, and my
Absolutely.
Heart's with them. The number, however, was significantly lower than the average month of murder in Chicago, Illinois. And I'm not picking on Chicago. They're only midway up the ladder. There's a lot worse cities than this. Think about that. As much as we're going to be talking for a long time now about what happened in Vegas, the number was, 16 more, I think is the math, in Chicago on average last year if you divide it out for 12 months. And that's not news. Well, folks, it better be news. And the problem that's causing it better be news. And we better begin getting our head around it. That's my earnest and passionate opinion. Why would somebody want to kill somebody? They've got us trapped in arguing over the mechanism. I don't care about the mechanism. Why is somebody doing it? I can't wait for the enigma, folks. I'm just telling you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
The name of the fired lawyer, Haley Geftman Gold.
Was whatever you're reading, Brian, does it say where she's from? What city, I'm asking that?
I know she was a recent graduate.
So she's a young, naive person that's been poisoned by our higher education for about 10 times more than it's worth.
I'm just surprised, but I'm very glad that CBS fired her.
Oh, I got to give them their due. I think that was the appropriate action. That type of statement or ideology shouldn't be represented in our culture. First Amendment, I get it. I get that. But if I'm a private organization and you want to represent me, you're going to represent me with a little bit more respect for a lot of folks in pain.
First Amendment doesn't protect your job. Ask Don Imus that.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't protect your job. It protects you from the government, not your job.
Right. Listen, I don't want to get too far off the path, but there's some foundation things that I think we've got to talk about. Young man that I know is explaining to me this week how he's got a Middle Eastern class that he takes at GVSU. And in that class, the teacher is telling the class that women in the Middle East and Muslim families in the Middle East are more respected than the women here in the United States. And a young lady in the class, I'm told, I wasn't there, so I'm hearing this secondhand, pushes back a little bit. And the teacher gets enraged, angry on this topic. I bring that up in the middle of this because I believe we've got a cancer growing in our culture. That's why I'm drawing this picture. To think that in the Middle East, if you cannot drive your car, and now Saudi Arabia has gotten really, really classically liberal. They're allowing the women to drive after 2 o'clock, but not till dark and all kind of... They're really, and to have a teacher in a state-funded, that receives state funds, that receives my tax dollars, saying that these women that have their genitalia mutilated, they cannot go outside without a brother or a man with them.
Stoned, had to be
stoned.
Three witnesses for rape.
And you sit and I listen to this, and I'm thinking, our youth are being filled with absolute evil rot gut. And then we wonder what the problem is. The point is that we need to take a long look in the mirror. I don't know why this young lad that I know is paying for that class. I probably would have gotten up and went down to administration and demanded my money back, and not because the professor has a different view, but because the professor is an ideologue nut, just a nut.
Well,
I think, by the way, when we're talking about dangerous people, I think that a person that comes unscrewed and gets angry when one of his students objects, I think that person is a dangerous personality. Now, I'm a layman, so we get the psychiatrists in the family to tell me if I'm wrong or right. But I think that person is a dangerous person to use that platform in this fashion.
I would have asked for my money back because she just squelched any idea of ever debating in his classroom. And the point of college is to debate ideas.
Listen, we've got to go to a break and we'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
All of these incidents are feeling the effect of these resources coming into the state. Every incident this morning reported a large influx of fire engines, hand crews, and other firefighting equipment and personnel.
Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott thanking the firefighters from around the country coming in to help fight the wildfires that are now raging in wine country. The death toll climbing. It's now at 26 after the discovery of 2 more bodies. Fire officials are keeping a close eye on Northern California's communities of Calistoga, Sonoma, Middletown, and Guyersville, where conditions could trigger huge evacuation warnings. President Trump nominating someone to replace John Kelly at Homeland Security.
I am going to be very proud to announce my nomination for the next Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen.
Nielsen was Kelly's top deputy at Homeland. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government.
So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are just moving along.
We are. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorfsky and Miles Bauer. Listen, I want to, somewhere in here, I want to try to get to the Trump and his Puerto Rico trip. But before I do, there's a couple things I think I've missed in my rants before the break. I'm sorry, folks. Listen, one of the things that really tweaked me personally was Hillary and several others echoing the notion that they need to do something about gun control because dealers are so interested in making money they don't care about morality. I'm putting some words in her mouth. I can't quote her. But the moral of it was that my money is more important. And listen, I got to tell you something. We've talked about this on the air a few times. I want to make sure this is heard. I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment. I'm a firearms owner. I own a gun shop. But I have 9 grandchildren. I've got 4 daughters. I've got several friends, including Miles and Ludwig, that I passionately love, all of them. I don't want some frickin' nut with a gun. Make no mistake, the average gross profit, not net profit, let's not get carried away here, the average gross profit on a new firearm is about $35. If you think for 1 minute, Hillary Clinton, that Mike Hewitt wants to make $35 so bad he'll arm some screwball, I wouldn't sell you a gun, Hillary Clinton, because I think you're mentally deranged. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not saying it as a flippant statement. You wouldn't be welcome in Renegade River's gun store. I'm being honest with you. You wouldn't be welcome. And the reason is I don't think you're stable. I'm just telling you the way I feel it. But to think that most of the gun stores that I know, and I know a bunch of them, by the way, most of the gun stores, my competition, by the way, the folks I compete with, I'm not talking box stores, that's for another show. The independent stores that I compete with, most of them, in fact, every single one of them that I know, are good people. They're just people making a living doing what they love to do. And by the way, let's talk about firearms for just a minute, because there's folks that don't know anything about guns, and they're asking, why would you even want a gun? That's a really good question. Why would a person even want a gun? Let me tell you why. I see families, husbands, wives, and children shooting skeet every single weekend. They shoot skeet. It's a fun sport. It's no different than shuffleboard. It's just a sport. that a family can do. I know bird hunters. Well, Mike, who buys guns from Renegade River? Who's buying guns from these gun shops across the fluted plain? Teachers? Yes. Public school teachers? Yes. I'm just telling you, union public school teachers. I've got several that are big gun collectors. There's that word collector. School teachers that are big gun collectors. My father, 53 guns when he passed away, was a gun collector.
Do you get many women?
Yeah, about 35% of the concealed carry business are to women. And then beyond that, if you go to any range in America for sport shooting, you'll find that statistically, women shoot better than men. That's a fact. Men will say, no, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm just telling you. Yes, it is. I'm telling you this. It's a fun sport. When people talk about firearms, the first thing that comes to my mind is not self-defense. It's a sport. It's the collection. What kind of guns did my dad have at 53 guns? Why did he need 53 guns? There was one from World War I. Actually, there were several from World War I. He had a favorite from World War I. Most of them were collectible. They weren't the kind of trash that we saw. And by the way, I'm not against that. They weren't the kind of trash that the media tries to show you. They were just old vintage firearms. That's what he had. That's what he loved. I got, by the way, public school teachers that collect Armalite-styled rifles. You know them as ARs, and the media puts a different spin on them. Can they be used in an evil way? Yes, so can your VW bug.
So can my hockey stick.
So can your so can your van. Your Love Dove minivan with the daisies on it can be used in an evil way. Everything can be used in an evil way if you're an evil person. If you're a sick person, if you need mental health, yes, it can be. Everything can be. Your fork can be. I was in that debate about a year ago. It was literally a formal debate. Two pro-gun folks, two anti-gun folks. The anti-gun folks wanted to repeal the Second Amendment. I said at the opening of that, if our goal here this evening is to save lives, we're going to get along fine. If it's just a focus on firearms, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Guess what, folks? It was a bumpy ride.
So real quick, we got something from Cindy Beach here.
Yep.
She doesn't want a government test to buy a gun because you'll guarantee it'll be leaned like the IRS recently did so that a majority of people cannot own.
I see. But listen, when we get into the enigma, we're going to dive into that topic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How the 4473 forms work. There was a lot of pushback this week about Donald Trump rolling off of the Obama mental health issue. Where Obama had put some, and I can't quote it, so you folks are just going to have to bear with me and look it up yourself, do the Google thing like I talk about. Obama had some restrictions on her for mental health. Common sense says that'd be good, except for to Cindy's point, our watcher on Facebook stream, there's always devil in the detail, and we're going to get to that in the enigma. But listen, I got to tell you, we've been trained to look at this differently. And back when we didn't look at this the way we are now, we didn't have these kind of crazinesses. Actually, we did. Bath, Michigan, they used explosives.
Mm-hmm.
Up until about 1965, the number one killer was fire. People want to kill a whole bunch of people that just go start the building on fire.
Yeah,
that's what they did. Now, I think social media has changed us. I think cable TV has changed us. But I think we've allowed ourselves to be changed. We've allowed ourselves to be pushed.
One of the things that's really driven me nuts about this whole gun debate was the idea of senseless murders. This country commits senseless murders, in my opinion, every day in the hundreds, maybe not even thousands, in 17. Abortion.
Oh, there you go, abortion. Why? Listen, this week I went to listen to Star Parker in Muskegon at Fricano's. And for those folks that don't know her, she was raised up on the other side of the tracks, if you will. She came up with a pretty, and this is her telling the story. I'm obviously not quoting her. I can't do that. But she had some out-of-wedlock pregnancies, had some abortions, had a lot of strife in life, lived on welfare for, I think she said, 7 years.
Wow.
Now she's a very, very wealthy national spokesperson, syndicated author. And what turned her around was faith. She got faith, and she had some folks slow down and take some time with her. And now she was a very inspirational speaker, but it goes to the point of what is our state of mental health. I believe that. And we've let some evil in. And I'm not trying to be theological with that statement, but I can't help it. We've let some evil in, and yeah. I believe that.
But these people are going on and on about guns being senseless murders. But, again, more abortions per year than there are gun murders.
You saw
even murders, period.
Did you see this week pass the House a 20-week stop on abortion?
I'm so excited.
That's 5 months. Is that, am I doing the math right in my head?
Yeah. Yeah, and at that point, you're doing your ultrasound usually to find out the sex.
So the folks that voted yay for that are saying that you shouldn't do abortion once the baby can feel pain. I think that was the rationale.
Yes, because there was a baby at 22 weeks born and is now a kindergartner. I can't remember the child's name, but that's what the bill's named after.
Right.
But they know at 20 weeks, it's sustainable to live on its own outside of the womb.
Right.
And they're considering that now a human being. My personal opinion is conception, but...
What is there, 80 million now aborted?
I don't know
the
numbers.
National numbers?
It's unfathomable.
Yeah.
It's personally.
Well, I'm not wanting to make the show about abortion.
No, but I just bring it back to that senseless murders thing.
If
you murder somebody who is living, breathing outside the womb, it's a murder, but if it's inside the womb, it's a choice.
Now you're talking about a woman's choice, and that's probably in part why that guy was, and I don't know if they can do any abortions. I don't know the Middle East laws on that, but... You can bet that teacher that was teaching Middle East studies, you can bet that topic is in his wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know that, so we're just kind of shooting the breeze for a second. I don't know that. I know that when you start talking about 80 million people, that's exactly why some folks in our leadership wanted the illegal immigration. It was to replace that segment of our society that we didn't allow to be. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
And we are back to where we have to say, it's time for the Enigma Report.
Folks, I got to tell you, as a society, I passionately think we need to pause for some self-reflection. Each act of mass murder sees predictable reactions from both sides of the divide, each hoping the aggressor is from the other side, hoping the act of insanity will damage the opposition. I'll save the House divided speech for another time. We must move beyond politics, folks, beyond the obvious. The whole debate, like we talked about through the show today, has been how and what. They use that. They used it again. We got to stop them from using that. It's cliched debates, guns, trucks, knives, bombs. We must stop the bickering over methodology. I passionately believe that. And begin the process of understanding. We've got to understand, why are these atrocities taking place? What's going on in our culture that makes a person think this is going to be the way that they go? What are we doing as a culture that permeates that kind of dark thinking, that kind of sickness? So I say, and we have a problem that's not going to resolve itself. We must set aside our biases and take a look at the real problem. For starters, our mental health industry has become the concern of billing hours, hurry up and wait, liability over diagnosis rather than rehabilitation and cure. It's going to take more than political rhetoric to fix these problems. And I go on to say, I can't think of a better time than now. Here's my point, folks. If you've had a family member that has had some mental illness, have you tried to get them help? I got to tell you something. It is a sad, sad joke. And I guarantee you, before this story is over, that nut out in Vegas, you'll find that he's had some mental issues. I guarantee you, because that's not a sane act. So it's easy for me to diagnose it. The man was off the hinge. I don't know whether ISIL or ISIS. I don't know all that. I'm telling you, I don't care about the politics. They keep saying, well, we don't know his politics or his ideology. I don't care about that. It's a sick act. This man had a mental issue. And I guarantee you, as sure as we're all sitting there, his family knew. Somebody in his world knew. His girlfriend knew. Somebody knew. And now let me get back to my theme. Have you ever tried to take someone to get them help?
Yeah.
You got a family member that's been suicidal? Take them in. See how that works for you. Think about this for a minute. What's the old cliche? Houston, we have a problem. And it's in our mental health world. It's the same. By the way, anything that government has touched, and that's what our problem is. You got a whole bank of lawyers. Think about what I'm saying for a minute. In the mental health field, we got lawyers up to our eyeballs. I'm sick of lawyers. I'm sorry to my friends that are lawyers. But when I look at the United States in total and say, what happened? We have legal eased ourselves into the ditch. Our mental health folks, aside from a lot of those that went through the indoctrination process, because the classes that rotate or revolve around social sciences, they're uber left. They just are. We got to call it like it is. We got to stop lying to ourselves. So you get these folks in that got involved in mental health care, largely, not always, please don't shoot at me, largely because they themselves had an issue. So they start studying it, and it becomes a great field to be in. And then they get there, and guess what you run into? The billing clerk. What's the billing clerk do? The billing clerk makes sure you've got a number of, how many alphabets do you have beyond your name? Not because that all that extra education might heal the person, but because we can bill more. We can bill more. Everything is about we can bill more. What? No. No. That can't be our focus if we want a successful, healthy United States of America. It goes to your argument about Obamacare. We keep arguing over insurance, and where's the health care? You get to the mental health area. You've got the HIPAA laws. You can't tell nobody. You can't tell nobody. Get a lawyer. Somebody better call the lawyer. I'm done with lawyers. I want these folks to get health care, and I want them to get the mental health that they need. If you don't believe me, it's because you don't have any experience in this world. Your insurance won't cover you, so you can spend the night, but then you'll have to go home, and we'll give you some prescriptions.
Big pharma.
We're going to give you lots of prescriptions. We're going to give you so many prescriptions that your tongue's going to get fat. I'm telling you honest, folks. Your tongue's going to get fat. Your saliva, you won't be able to control it. But we can't have you in. We don't have room. There's not enough money. Well, yes, there is. Yes, there is. We've got to get our focus off of funding. Everything in this world that's gone to heck in a handbasket health care, it's about funding, not health care. Think about that. Education, it's about funding, not education. Guess what we got? In the mental health community, it's about funding. It's about billing hours. It's about liability insurance. Now listen, that little thing I read you folks up front at the beginning of this, I posted that on my personal Facebook page. Had a couple people unfriend me because evidently they thought I was calling out both sides. I am. It's predictable. It's that every time there's another mass killing, I'm not going to say shooting. Every time there's another mass killing, it's the same argument over and over from both sides. I'm a gun guy, but stop it. None of these are the problems. We got to get hold of our culture. We got to get a grip on basic words like respect. Are you raising your children to be respectful of themselves, their family, and their teachers? Do we have those things built into our family life? And the answer is no, when half the pregnancies aren't even to families. Folks, we've got to slow down, or this is going to get worse, not better. I passionately call on you to slow down the argument. When the liberal says take the gun, don't quote the Second Amendment. Everybody knows that. Reach for the mental health industry, because that's the cure to this problem.
There's other problems in the mental health industry that are often overlooked. Is if you switch your medical doctor, they get your records from your previous medical doctor. In the mental health industry, they don't. There's no requirement for that. So I know this personally because my dad was a doctor shopper. If he went to a therapist a little while and they started to diagnose him differently than what he wanted,
yep,
he would immediately leave and find another one and start over.
Yep. And get a wave of prescriptions from each doctor.
Yeah.
Now it becomes a walking pharmaceutical laboratory.
Which he was. And then the other problem is, there's multiple times that we would talk about committing him. And my mom would try one time, they wouldn't allow her. She wasn't his guardian or spouse anymore.
Right.
So she could not commit him, regardless of the fact that he was saying he was going to harm himself.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I understand we don't want anybody to say, well, I don't like this guy, I'm going to go commit him. But
listen, several folks on my Facebook page that were libertarian-leaning pushed back hard about having a police state. There is validity to their argument. On the other hand, I have seen family members that were crumpled in the corner, that were mentally collapsed. You can't get them help. Here's a prescription.
Yeah.
We'll keep you overnight for observation. Then you have to be released and we'll give you another prescription because that'll help. Folks, we're on the wrong path. We're on the wrong path. To our leaders, to the elected officials. I know a lot of you folks in Lansing listen to this show because I see you hitting the website for the MikeHewittShow.com. I see it every day. I'm telling you, if you go back to work in Lansing and argue over gun control, you're on the wrong path. We have got to get our hands around our mental health community. And by the way, folks, this is not too many steps beyond the reason that you've got all the shootings in Chicago. When I talk about the 17,250 murders, the overwhelming majority of them are from an absence of family. No stability at all. Angry and functionally illiterate. This guy out in Nevada didn't qualify for that. He was a nut. But when we look at the deaths in total, guns are the problem. No, they aren't. How stupid are we? When you have 50% of the babies born to unwed mothers, 80 million abortions, folks, we're off the track. We can't even see the track anymore. We have got to slow down. Get your legislator on the phone. I'm asking you. Get your legislator on the phone and ask she or he, where are you? Exactly where are you on education, on health care, on mental health care? Where are you so I can decide whether I'm going to keep supporting you or not? These are big topics. It's the real problem. It's the real reason why you get flipped off when you're going down the highway, because folks don't have respect anymore. Folks, follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt, Instagram at TalkMikeHewitt. Please, please, please visit themikehewittshow.com. Miles, final thoughts, Miles? What do you think on this topic?
Relative to mental illness?
Yep. Am I off in the ditch?
No, but it is kind of a slippery slope when you get into the idea of who's going to determine what a mental illness is.
I agree.
My wife, Madam Never Trumper, thought I had a mental illness when I was supporting Trump.
That's fun stuff. I'm talking, I think we're talking about a little bit more obvious than that. So listen, we've I love it. What a great place to end. Folks, thank you very, very much. We'll see you next week.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.